Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. An update today from cancer care provider Highlands Oncology Group, which is just about finished with construction of a $30 million building just off Interstate 49 in Springdale. CEO Jeff Honeycutt said the schedule now is for employees to start moving into the building in late June, and doctors should start seeing patients by mid-July. The five-story, 125,000-square-foot building is the first project to come out of the ground in a 27-acre commercial development called Parkway Plaza. It is adjacent to the Don Tyson Parkway. That project is led by Cushman & Wakefield Sage Partners in Rogers and Griffin Company Realtors of Springdale. Highlands Oncology has about 425 employees who now work in locations in Fayetteville and Rogers. Honeycutt said the Springdale building will have about 200 workers, including about 30 new hires. There's more on this story at our website, and you can find that at nwabusinessjournal.com. Still to come, an interview with Stacy Hurst, Secretary of the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism. She'll give us her thoughts on plans to reopen casinos, restaurants, parks, and other large venues in Arkansas. We'll have that for you after the break on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
The state of Arkansas is reopening, although there are questions as to whether or not we have met all the Phase 1 criteria to do that. The hospitality and tourism industry was hit hard because of the economic shutdown brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. Stacy Hurst, who's the Secretary of the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism, spoke recently with Roby Brock to offer her analysis on where things are with the state's economic reboot and where she sees things going, beginning first with the scheduled opening of casinos on May 18th.
Well, what I know is that the owners of the casinos and their top-level staff have been working for weeks on a protocol that they can put in place that will protect their customers and their staff as well. And it's a very in-depth protocol, very intensive. And so that will be coupled with the Department of Health's directives, a guidance document that is broader, but it'll be coupled with the individual casinos will have their own extensive protocols. So I think with the limited capacity, the measures that they're going to take to sanitize, I think it will be a safe way to move forward.
If there is some sort of infection from a casino, does this mean contact tracing is going to take it back into the community and they're going to have to find out where that may have come from? Or could that put a halt to the casinos being reopened because it could spread so quickly?
Well, certainly we've talked about should there be a spike in infections, then we may have to back off of some of the loosening of restrictions. None of us want that. So, I think the industries are being very careful as they reopen to not cause an increase in infections. And yes, the contact tracing is a very important piece of it. The Department of Health has factored that into their decisions, and the various industries will capture names and be able to provide those to the Department of Health should an outbreak occur.
Let's talk about the restaurant industry, which has been just decimated by this coronavirus. What are you hearing from restaurant owners that I hear from quite a few that say they are not ready to open beyond the takeout and the you know, drive-through business that they're doing. And we're seeing some of that posted socially. I'm sure that there are also some that are very vocal about wanting to get open and let their diners come back in and sit down. With that mixed message, though, what is your takeaway on that?
I'm hearing the same thing, Roby, that you are. And there's a bit of an urban-rural divide on this debate. I think that the restaurants that feel like they can open safely will do so. Those that feel like they can open with that very reduced capacity and still make money will do so. Many will choose to wait for phase two, where restrictions will be lifted a little further. And many have pivoted and are using the curbside pickup effectively, and so they can hold off a little longer. So I think, it's really a pretty broad spectrum approach to the restaurant industry. They're all so different, but I know that many are encouraged by at least this first phase where restrictions have been loosened, and looking forward to phase two.
You mentioned phase two. Let's talk about phase one. One of the provisions of phase one is that we would see a 14-day decline in those cases that are coming out. We're actually on about a 4-day increase. When you look at the new cases that have come in from the statistics that the governor and the Department of Health provide, business owners kind of tell me that not a lot has changed in 6 weeks. We have not found a cure for this virus. We don't have a vaccine. We have hunkered down, and that's helped stop the, you know, crush on the hospital system there. But we're still basically behind on testing, don't have a vaccine, and we don't seem to have this thing under control yet. Is that not a concern?
Dr. Smith, Roby, would be a better person to evaluate and address the health risk, the trends. But I do know that they look at that broadly, that factors into decisions. And all of us are eager to get back to work and back to our normal life and re-energizing the economy. And that's what the Economic Recovery Task Force is working on, to help the public understand what provisions are in place, how you can remain safe yourself, the thinking that goes into the decisions on the directives. All of that we hope we can include in a very customer-friendly way on a new website that has launched, ArkansasReady.com. There'll be a whole lot of information there that I think will be helpful for the public and will help them get a sense of confidence about re-engaging with the economy.
And that is Stacy Hurst, Secretary of the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism. And you can find more of that interview online at our sister website at talkbusiness.net. Some of the other top stories we reported this week at nwabusinessjournal.com. Walmart U.S. e-commerce CEO Mark Lorry continues to sell his Walmart stock holdings. On May 7th, Lorry liquidated another 85,000 shares of his personal Walmart stock worth $10.3 million. Lorry has cashed out $30.7 million of Walmart stock since March 10th. He still holds shares totaling roughly $270 million. And the University of Arkansas has delayed the RFP process for a sports medicine provider due to COVID-19. UA spokesman Kevin Traynor said the process has been postponed until the fall. The current agreement with Advanced Orthopedic Specialists has been extended through December 2020. That contract for services previously ran through June 30th this year. Advanced Orthopedic Specialist has provided medical care for Razorback athletes since 2009. And an important reminder, we are accepting nominations for our 24th annual 40 Under 40. Nominees must be under the age of 40 as of the date of magazine publication, that's August 17th, and must live and work in the Northwest Arkansas or Fort Smith metro areas. The nomination deadline is Friday, May the 29th. And you can send those to us through our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. And that's all the time we have today for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.